The teenage years have a terrible reputation. We treat adolescence like a disease to survive, a hormone-fueled chaos that parents must endure until their children emerge, blinking and sheepish into responsible adulthood. But what if we've been getting it completely wrong? What if the very qualities we pathologize, the risk-taking, the emotional intensity, the obsession with friends, aren't bugs in the system, but essential features? The adolescent brain isn't broken or deficient. It's precisely calibrated for one of life's most important tasks, transforming a dependent child into an independent adult capable of navigating an uncertain world. Between ages 12 and 24, the brain undergoes a dramatic renovation that rivals early childhood development. Understanding this process changes everything, not just how we parent or teach, but how adolescents themselves can harness this period's extraordinary creative power while avoiding its very real dangers. Four distinct qualities emerge during adolescence, each serving crucial evolutionary purposes. Novelty-seeking drives teenagers toward new experiences and calculated risks, fueling the courage to leave home and explore unfamiliar territory. Social engagement builds supportive networks, essential for venturing into the unknown. Emotional intensity delivers the vitality and passion that make life feel worth living. Creative exploration enables innovative problem-solving that helps us adapt to changing circumstances. These qualities spell essence, emotional spark, social engagement, novelty-seeking, and creative exploration. Most adults have lost these very capacities, trading novelty for routine, social connection for isolation, emotional intensity for flatness, creative thinking for rigid patterns. Perhaps the tension between teenagers and adults stems not from adolescent deficiency, but from adult longing. During adolescence, dopamine circuits become hyperactive, creating hyper-rationality, a dangerous pattern where teenagers accurately assess risks yet overweight potential rewards. 17-year-old Katie brought hard liquor to a school party despite knowing she'd face expulsion. She knew the risks perfectly well, she just valued the excitement more. This isn't stupidity, it's a fundamentally different decision-making calculus. The peer effect amplifies everything. In driving simulations, teenagers perform similarly to adults when alone, but take dramatically more risks when friends watch. Benji's cliff jumping accident in Spain illustrates this perfectly. Would he have jumped without his friends present? Are you out of your mind? No way, he admitted. Meanwhile, the brain undergoes massive remodeling. Unused neural connections get pruned, while frequently used ones strengthen and gain insulating myelin sheaths. Experience literally shapes brain architecture during this period. Mindsight, the ability to perceive our own minds and others, forms the foundation for mental health. It encompasses insight into our inner experience, empathy for others' mental states, and integration linking different parts into a harmonious whole. Our inner landscape includes sensations, images, feelings, and thoughts, remembered as SIFT. Modern culture emphasizes external sight over internal vision, leading us to treat others as objects rather than conscious beings. Empathy extends mindsight outward through eye contact, facial expressions, tone, and gestures, creating attunement. This feeling felt, having someone truly understand your inner state, forms the bedrock of meaningful relationships. Integration means linking different parts while honoring their uniqueness, like an orchestra where each instrument maintains its sound while contributing to harmony. Without integration, we experience chaos, wild and overwhelming, or rigidity, stuck and unchanging. Taking time in to reflect inwardly physically changes the brain. Mindfulness meditation increases telomerase, the enzyme repairing chromosome caps, while improving immune function, emotional regulation, and resilience. Start with breath awareness. Focus on breathing sensations and gently redirect attention when the mind wanders. Approach practice with KOL, curiosity, openness, acceptance, and love. The Wheel of Awareness practice systematically integrates consciousness by directing attention to the five senses, bodily sensations, mental activities, and relational connections. Even 3 minutes daily significantly improves well-being. Our earliest attachment relationships create mental models that automatically shape how we connect with others, often outside our awareness. Healthy attachment requires four S's: being seen, safe, soothed, and secure, creating both a safe harbor and a launching pad for exploration. About 65% develop secure attachment, learning to seek comfort when distressed, then confidently return to exploring. 20% develop avoidant attachment, minimizing emotional connection. 15% develop ambivalent attachment from inconsistent caregiving, creating uncertainty that amplifies attachment needs. Gail's story demonstrates transformation is possible. Despite an alcoholic father and losing her mother at 15, she developed earned security through therapy and self-reflection. When her son Stephen left for college, he chose to stay within 5 hours of home because of her cancer diagnosis, a decision reflecting the secure attachment she'd created despite her difficult childhood. Her journey proves we can transform our attachment patterns, becoming active authors of our future rather than passive victims of our past. While time in promotes internal integration, time between creates interpersonal integration through reflective conversations where people share feelings, thoughts, memories, and beliefs. The PART acronym captures our essential role in relationships, being present, attuning to others, resonating with their experience, and creating trust. Studies show being present improves immune function, extends cellular life, and increases happiness. When ruptures occur, repair is essential. It involves expressing interest in connecting, exploring the other person's experience, then sharing your own using I language rather than accusatory you statements. One father's story illustrates this perfectly. When his college graduate son returned home, tension arose over cleanliness. He blurted out, "If you don't like the rules, find your own apartment." Though seemingly reasonable, he immediately regretted denying his son's sense of home. The next day, he apologized, acknowledging his son's right to consider this home while respecting household standards. This teaches two lessons. Parents must repair relationship ruptures after conflicts, and sometimes our lower brain regions override prefrontal control, driving actions that contradict our conscious intentions. The Mindset Simple 7 comprises scientifically proven daily activities that promote neuronal growth and integration. Sleep is fundamental. Adolescents need 8.5 to 9.25 hours, while adults need 7 to 9 hours nightly. Without it, brain development falters, memory weakens, and stress hormones spike. Focus time requires sustained, undistracted attention, allowing the brain to secrete chemicals that strengthen neural connections. Multitasking prevents this crucial process. Downtime provides deliberate mental breaks without plans or goals. Playtime remains essential throughout life. Genuine play involves spontaneous, non-judgmental exploration, promoting brain growth and creativity. Physical time enhances neuroplasticity through aerobic activity and strength training, improving memory and mood stability. Connecting time encompasses meaningful engagement with people and nature. Face-to-face interaction activates neural pathways absent in digital communication, while nature connection improves mood and focus. Incorporating these seven practices creates a balanced mental diet, promoting integration and well-being across the lifespan. We bridges personal identity with our interconnected nature, addressing modern isolation without sacrificing autonomy. Adolescent qualities, creativity, emotional spark, social engagement, novelty seeking, aren't phases to outgrow, but essential capacities needed throughout life. Through collaboration rather than competition, we can tackle complex challenges like climate change and inequality. True success isn't wealth or fame, but loving deeply, finding beauty, and helping others thrive. The adolescent brain isn't immature. It's designed for this life stage's crucial tasks of transforming from childhood openness to adult expertise. By integrating adolescent qualities with adult wisdom, we create individuals who maintain creative spark and emotional vitality while developing constructive judgment. The real revolution lies in recognizing the teenage brain isn't the problem. It's showing us what we've lost and need to reclaim.